Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Michael. Michael writes from New Rochelle, New York. And Michael writes, I hired a contractor to do some work on my property. I was excited when I hired him because this guy gave me by far the cheapest quote to do the work of anyone I spoke to, but he turned out to be a liar and he doesn't seem to know what he's doing. The job has taken much longer than he promised. What should I do differently next time? Well, Michael, unfortunately, many people have had bad experiences working with contractors in real estate, so don't feel bad. It's a learning experience. Hopefully, will make you wiser the next time around. One thing that you did do, which was smart, was get multiple contractor bids before you hired someone. That was smart. However, you know, when a contractor bid comes in wildly cheaper than all the other ones, often it's because of one of two reasons. The first one is maybe the contractor is dishonest and unscrupulous, and he just wants to get a down payment from you so he can start doing the work, and then in the middle of the job he's going to say, oh, by the way, what I told you before, it wasn't enough, I need more money, right? That's number one. The other possibility, if the quote comes in, you know, really low, is that maybe the person is inexperienced and incompetent and they don't really know what it takes to do the job. In either case, that's not where you want to be, right? So every job, every repair or renovation requires a certain amount of time and effort, etc. And obviously the contractor deserves to get paid for his or her work also. And again, the cheapest quote is not necessarily the best. You're not just optimizing price. You're also optimizing the time it takes to complete the job and the quality of the work that you're doing. Ultimately, the buck has to stop with you. You hired this person, it's your money. And what this guy did was he told you what you wanted to hear, which is a really low price, which is great. We all want to get work done at the lowest price possible. But if it's too good to be true, it probably, you know, there's something wrong there. And so what you want to do next time, if you get a contractor bid that's really, really low, is ask the contractor, how is it that you're able to do this job so much cheaper than everyone else? And if you don't get a satisfactory answer, then maybe you don't work with that contractor. So that's one thing. You want to ask when you get a really low bid. The other thing is, as with all contractors, you want to make sure that you know exactly what the job encompasses and what it doesn't. So ask them, okay, what does the job not include? You want to have a detailed scope of work so that you're both on the same page. Otherwise, he or she's going to be finished with the job and expect to get paid, and you're going to feel like you got ripped off or didn't get what you're ultimately paying for. So good luck, Michael. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at geraldlucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.